Robbie Robertson with Soapbox Preacher from his new album Storyville, Neil Young helping out on vocals there. Now, there was a place in New Orleans called Storyville, but the name is actually a double entendre. The album is based on an actual story that Robertson has written. Now, you can't really tell that if you just look at the lyric sheet, because Robbie didn't want to force the story on anyone, and so this isn't a concept album. And the songs aren't in any specific order, but they are pieces of a very specific story about a couple. The characters are bonded by a deep love, but each go on a kind of mystical journey to find themselves. This all does sound a little mystical, and it is. So I was really glad to talk to Robbie about it, although I'd be glad to talk to Robbie about anything. I found that the line between Robbie and his characters was actually kind of blurred. I spoke to Robbie Robertson in his hotel room. Hi, Robbie.
Hi.
I'm very intrigued by this quote of yours. You said in relationship to Storyville and the making the record that you were afraid if you wrote the story down it would no longer be available to you. You're a songwriter, so presumably you're used to writing your stories down. Why is this one different?
Well, there was something that I felt contrived a little bit. If I wrote the story down on paper, that I would have to refer to page 14 to know where I was in the story. I carrying it around in my head, I also could allow the colors to keep changing, and my imagination could stay in motion. But it was mostly the idea of it being kind of a mechanical format, that I didn't feel like I'd be pulling things out of the air, just, you know, from that place of magic, that I'd be transposing something from a piece of paper. And it just, I don't know, there was something in the ritual of that that made me feel a little bit contrived, perhaps.
What is it about stories that fascinates you?
Part of it, I think, was time that I spent on the Six Nation Indian Reservation. That you would, you know, the history among Native North Americans is passed down verbally through stories, tradition. Mm-hmm. So I became attracted to this probably at a very young age. And then as I was developing my writing, you know, I just found that it was taking on more and more of a persona all the time. That the story part of it was something I felt comfortable with. But stories that I can remember stories because I see them. I can't remember wordplay and catchphrases. This, I'm inclined, it could lose me. And even when something is quite poetic, if you have a basis for this poetry, then once again, it breathes to me. It hangs on longer than the exercise of words.
I wonder how much you've been, or if you're at all aware of the Joseph Campbell and the notion of myths and universal myths, stories as archetypes and that stuff, if that influences you.
I found out about Joseph Campbell somewhat after the fact, so as we all did.
Yes, we
You know, we just discovered Joseph Campbell probably in when he died.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm a great admirer of his storytelling abilities and his fascination for storytelling.
Did you connect when you heard that sense of how there's so many universal stories around the world, no matter where you go, that stories have been used for so many years and continue to be used? Did that connect to you? Did you say, yes, well, this is the same for me? There's a sense of myth-making, or when you make that story, those people become larger than us.
When I was about 60% through making this record, I had run into a bit of a problem in finding the emotions that I was reaching for. They were just seemed to be covered and blocked or too far down inside that I couldn't get this innocence almost and that I was striving for in the writing. So I went to this place called Hopi.
Now, is Hopi an actual physical place?
Yes, it is. Okay. It's maybe, I don't know, 100, 200 miles south of the Grand Canyon. I'd written this in the story that the character goes to Hopi. And I thought, well, maybe that was speaking to me, and maybe this is something that I should do. Maybe it's time for this. I needed something. I need some fixing. Anyway, the connection with your question is that when I went to Hopi, I was waiting to meet somebody there, and I was looking. They have a little museum of things that they've made for over 1,000 years. And I was looking at this one display, and a person behind me said, "Isn't it amazing how all over the world, at the same time, people were making basically the same things, that everybody had these same instincts?" And I turned around, and the man standing behind me was a Tibetan monk.
Woo!
Yeah. So, I do. I think that there is this kind of cycle of life that mankind is part of, and it was evident in the very, very beginning through all of this, through this universal language, we'll call it. And I think that music can be part of this universal language. That it's not so much the inner meaning or the backstory or if it means anything at all, but an emotional feeling that you get from it, or a trance that it suggests to you.
In this dusty little railroad town, smack in the heart of the Bible Belt, where nothing ever changes and nothing remains the same.
Robbie Robertson with Day of Reckoning from his new album, Storyville. Storyville is an album based loosely on a story that Robbie wrote about what I think would be called soulmates who meet when they're young. These characters then choose to separate to experience life and fight their personal demons.
In this story, when I sat down to write about these two people, one of the first things that I found that attracted them to one another, that their common bond was, they were both intrigued by mysticism and spiritualism. And as kids, as 16-year-old kids, to find a partner in this stage of your life that likes that kind of stuff, this is rich, you know. This is a real bonding, and in a little town too, to think, oh my God, this person knows who I am. This person is my connection to myself. It's a good feeling.
What your characters seem to be going through in the end, they're searching for love, for the ability to love themselves and each other. I wonder if you feel that we qualify our own existence through love.
I think that it's a big part of it. I think that we qualify ourselves through accepting that we have fulfilled our passion for life, that we are not just taking a boring ride, that we are saying, you know, this is it, I'm going to do something with this thing, and I'm going to feel, and I'm going to scream to the heavens in this lifetime, and I'm going to do the best I can to find out what my real calling is, and that I can live my life with the obsession it deserves. So that's all they are. I mean, they're all like, all of us at certain periods in our lives, we said, wait a minute, I don't know, am I doing what's meant to be? Is this what's meant to be? And even if it's for 10 seconds in your life that you close your eyes and you think about that or question it, or for 10 years you do this, I know it's all touched us at some time or another. And these people are just two of a breed that says, I've got to find out for myself. And what you say is the way may not be the way for me. And everything I've been told, I believe, but I have to see it with my own eyes. And once I sense this, then I'll know something about myself that I really need to know. And then perhaps, speaking to each other in this, perhaps then I could be the person that I want to be for you.
But the characters go through a lot of pain. This is not an easy journey for them.
Nobody ever said this was a merry-go-round.
But these are your characters. Why make them go through so much pain?
Well, just that because we do. This isn't a free ride. And it doesn't matter, you know, what tracks you travel. It's not a free ride. And sometimes it hurts. And sometimes you find out things the hard way. And these people have both experiences. Huh. So I put my characters in the streets, in the blue highways, because that's where I've been. And it's completely fictional, but you gotta draw upon something to write these things. So I found out after the fact that it was probably the most personal thing that I've ever written. I mean, I fooled myself again.
Robbie, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a song called Sign of the Rainbow from Storyville, the brand new album from Robbie Robertson, with a little help from Aaron Neville on that track.